Here's the latest issue, education funding. Thousands in California gathered this past week to protest steep funding cuts. Adrian Moore, he's the research vice president at the Reason Foundation. He joins us now from Los Angeles to examine some more about education funding in California. Let me get this right, Adrian. I've got some numbers here. Teacher and college salaries in California are among the very highest in the nation. Education in California, the spending in California has gone just straight up for 15 straight years, and the current budget raises education spending in California by $800 million. That's in a state which is flat out broke. Have I got it right?
Mostly, yes. We have the highest salaries in the K-12 education system in the United States and the third highest university and college salaries in the nation. Spending has gone up for decades on education in California because that's a very important issue in California. But in the last couple of years, it has declined as the budget has declined, just not as much as the rest of the budget.
But the students that we saw protesting late last week, they were blocking freeways, which is a very big deal in California. I mean, you can see this video right now. I mean, they won't accept any cuts of any kind. And this is not just the students protesting. There's faculty people there, too, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah, we passed a ballot initiative in 1998 in California that guarantees education funding cannot shrink as a percentage of the total budget and, in fact, locks in a steady increase in total spending on education in California. And it's a very important issue to folks in California.
But it's setting up a clash. It's insoluble. That there's going to be a clash, and it's arrived, and I want to know who's going to blink.
Yeah, that's a good question, because there is some flexibility. Like any law, the legislature ultimately has some wiggle room. So they have been able to reduce education spending as the budget has gone down, but by a very limited amount. And now we're up against a situation where something's got to give. And the interest groups are fighting over what that's going to be. And education has a lot of clout. And they're saying, if we don't get an increase, we're going to protest, let alone if they get a cut. And they're not getting a cut. They're basically being held level. The funny thing is there's 70,000 fewer students going to school this year than there were in 2004, 2005, and yet we're spending more.
What accounts for that 70,000 fewer students? Is there an out-migration of young families?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things going on, but essentially, families with kids are leaving the state, or they're going into private schools, charter schools, and various ways they don't get counted in the public school system.
Okay, Adrian, hold on for a second. I want you to listen to this story. I want your comment on it. There is another way to pay for California's budget gap. How about selling off some assets? State officials are now accepting bids for 24 office buildings in the state's big cities, while the sales are expected to bring in some $2 billion. Adrian, what do you think? Is that a smart move?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that's been on the table. I think it first got very serious around 2001, 2002. The state owns amazing assets. They own the MTV Beach House. They own a golf course in San Francisco. They own the fairgrounds. And in the last year, they finally got around to trying to figure out how to get cash for some of those assets. They sold the Orange County Fairgrounds near Los Angeles, and now they're putting some of these buildings they own that they don't need to own up on the blocks. That could bring in billions of dollars. It won't solve the budget gap, but it's a darn good start.
Okay. What was that? The MTV Beach House, did you say?
Yes. If you've ever watched the MTV's Summer Beach House shows. It's filmed at a house the state of California owns. It's ludicrous.
The crew in the studio is laughing at the idea that I might watch.
Ludicrous might have been at that beach house at some point in time.
Ludicrous.
Along with the weasel, the Pauly Shore.
Adrian, wasn't there some suggestion not too long ago that they sell off San Quentin and turn it into condos or something? Was that right?
Yes. It's an outdated facility that desperately needs to be replaced. Now, paying for building a new maximum security prison is not a trivial challenge, obviously. But meanwhile, that's property, very, very nice property, that could be sold and redeveloped, and the value of that could help pay for the new prison.